WTF. That was the name of one of Wisconsin's main tourism organizations. But there was a problem. What the F? The Wisconsin Tourism Federation was tired of sharing its acronym with the R-rated exclamation that's moved from online shorthand to, unfortunately, everyday speech. So now you can refer to the federation as TFW, for the Tourism Federation of Wisconsin. The name change made us wonder what other regrettable company names are out there. We've asked Eli Altman to give us his thoughts on the issue. He works for the branding and naming company, 100 Monkeys, and he joins us from the studios of Sports Byline in San Francisco. Eli, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Jackie. Thanks for having me.
Well, we know that branding is of major importance to virtually every company now. What are some of the other unfortunate company names you've come across?
You know, I guess it all depends on who you ask, but one thing which really comes to mind is when Northwest Airlines decided to go with an acronym and call themselves NWA. Didn't seem like they really had any idea about the rap group from the early 90s when they went ahead and switched their name and had some sort of a Target-like logo.
And the N, of course, was the regrettable N-word?
Yes.
Yeah, and that. Well, that would be a low. What else?
You know, there's plenty of unfortunate names, I guess. I mean, you know, the interesting thing being there's a lot of reasons why people migrate to acronyms, either that, you know, their name isn't really pronounceable, like Fiat, for example. Fiat's Fabbrica Italiana Automobili Torino, not really too pronounceable for audiences outside of Italy. So, you know, Fiat seems to make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Kentucky Fried Chicken would be another example who went to, you know, KFC. It's like, what does the F stand for? You know, not fried. It's friendly or something else, but just sort of using that as a way to deflect some negative attributes of their brand.
Yeah. I have to say, it's a little wordy, Tourism Federation of Wisconsin. I thought they were going to go something with, like, where's the cheese?
Right. I mean, you know, picking something which would sort of stand out or be a lot, you know, a lot more unique might have been a really good way to go. I mean, personally, I thought WTF was a reasonable name for, you know, for the group, you know, because you could, there's all sorts of stuff you can do with it, you know, like WTF should I do in Wisconsin? WTF should I eat in Wisconsin? I mean, if they wanted to sort of adopt it and play with it, there was a lot they could do.
Yeah. Well, I guess they didn't consult you, though.
No.
Eli Altman is director of strategy for the naming firm 100 Monkeys. That's a pretty good one. Thanks for being with us, Eli.
Thanks for having me.
This is NPR News.